The U.S. State Department's website provides a wealth of country-specific information for American travelers, including travel alerts and warnings, the location of the U.S. Embassy in each country, and of course, whether or not you need a visa to travel there. Healthcare. Most people neglect this, but it's important to keep in mind when traveling to any foreign country. It's wise to consult with your doctor about your travel plans and ensure routine immunizations are current. You want to protect against things like influenza, polio, chickenpox, mumps, measles, etc. While healthcare is of the highest quality in Prague and free for Czech citizens, foreigners must pay upfront for medical services, sometimes in part, but usually in full. If you have insurance at home, be sure to check with them about travelers' coverage. It's important to know how you'll pay for services in case of an emergency while in Prague. Give your insurance information and passport at the time services are rendered, and save receipts and bills so your insurance company can reimburse you if appropriate. Set the date. Choose the best time for the best experience. Unless you have no aversion to high expense and crowds of tourists, it's best to travel to Prague in the off-season, meaning avoid summer months. In spring and autumn months, the weather is milder and the crowds significantly fewer. Book flights, hotels, and train passes as far in advance as possible, and you'll get better rates all around. Pack. Since the weather in Prague tends to be on the cooler side, even in the summer, it's always a good idea to pack sweaters, jackets, coats, long sleeves, and pants. Unless it's wintertime, you can also bring shorts, cool shirts, dresses, and skirts for milder days. Sunglasses, hats, and sunscreen are always a good idea, along with an umbrella or raincoat for when it rains. If you're traveling to Prague in wintertime, it'll be cold, and snow is almost guaranteed, so pack layers. If you're planning on visiting any of the beautiful cathedrals of Prague, bring clothes that appropriately cover your shoulders and legs. Since this is a wonderful city to explore on foot, a comfortable pair of walking shoes or sneakers is highly recommended, especially for sightseeing tours. A backpack can be handy during the day when you go out sightseeing and collecting souvenirs, particularly when getting on and off buses, boats, trains, or trams. Prague is a pretty casual city, so most forms of attire are acceptable in restaurants, opera houses, concert halls, and theaters. If you don't speak Czech, be sure to pack a good conversational Czech phrase guide to bring along with you. You'll find people a lot friendlier toward you if you don't go around assuming they speak your language. Hand sanitizer is always great to have along with you when traveling. A simple first aid kit is always a good idea to have in your luggage, just in case. Medication. Don't forget to have enough for the duration of your trip. It's also helpful to have a note from your physician if you're questioned for carrying a certain quantity. You can bring one or two reusable shopping bags for carrying souvenirs home. Travelers from outside Europe will need to bring along a universal electrical plug converter that can work for both lower and higher voltages. This way, you'll be able to plug in your cell phones, tablets, curling irons, etc. during the trip. Be sure to leave expensive jewels and high-priced electronics at home. Like most major cities and tourist attractions, thieves and pickpockets abound. Avoid making yourself a target. Take pictures of your travel documents and your passport, and email them to yourself before your trip. This can help in the unfortunate event they get lost or stolen. Pack well, but be sure to leave room for souvenirs. Phone home. Consider how you will call home from Prague. Your cell phone company may offer service while abroad, but be sure to check their rates. You may also sign up for roaming or internet hotspots through your cell phone provider. There are many ways to call home from Prague that are inexpensive or completely free. You can use Skype, WhatsApp, Viber, or many other voice-over IP providers that are entirely free. Other options are to buy a local phone chip for your phone, which also gives you a local phone number, purchase calling codes before you leave home, or you can buy calling cards or prepaid cell phones once you arrive in Prague. Currency exchange. The Czech crown is the form of currency used in Prague. Therefore, you will need to change your home currency to Czech crowns. Some hotels and restaurants accept euros, but most do not. Check out the currency exchange rates prior to your trip. You can do so using any free online currency converter or a currency exchange application or through your local bank. You'll almost always get a better exchange rate in Prague than at home. The easiest and most